Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government is lifting restrictions on settlement construction in East Jerusalem. The municipal authorities approved the building of hundreds of new homes, but the government postponed the annexation of a West Bank settlement. Russell Stone, professor emeritus at American University's Center of Israel Studies, spoke with VOA.
It shows you the extent to which American influence was affecting Israeli policy with regard to settlements. And now he thinks it's a new ballgame, or at least that there is a vacuum between now and when a new policy attitude is established by the Trump government.
Mr. Netanyahu also spoke by phone with the new U.S. President, Donald Trump, who invited him to the White House in February. The two spoke about the Iranian threat, Syria, and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. West African troops moved into the Gambian capital, Banjul, to secure President Adama Barrow's arrival from neighboring Senegal just hours after the former president, Yahya Jammeh, left the country. People took to the streets to celebrate Jammeh's departure and Barrow's leadership. This woman said under Jammeh they could never have gathered in the streets.
For me, today is independence because everybody has the right to speak. If he was here, he would not allow this crowd to stand here, and you would not have been allowed to come here.
There is no word right now on when Barrow will actually be returning to Banjul. A Cameroon military helicopter has crashed near the country's northern border with Nigeria, killing the commander of the nation's troops, and three others also died. General Jacob Koji was coordinating the fight against the Boko Haram insurgency that has left 25,000 dead. This is VOA News.